And so John Terry is not guilty of racially abusing Anton Ferdinand of Queen's Park Rangers during that Premier League match. We know that now. But while the Chelsea and England defender's name has been cleared, spare a thought for his co-accused, English Football, which has already been hanged, drawn and quartered. According to despairing media coverage of the trial, English Football is in disgrace. "Day Richest League fell into the gutter," was a typical headline. That one from The Times, following the first day of evidence. How the scales fell from our eyes as we learned that, gasp, professional footballers trade obscenities and schoolyard insults. They mock imagined failings of personal hygiene, with Terry wafting his hand near his nose to suggest that Ferdinand had bad breath. They mock perceived weight issues, with Terry puffing out his cheeks towards the well-upholstered QPR goalkeeper, Paddy Kenny. They even mock lurid tales of marital infidelity, with Ferdinand taunting Terry over his alleged affair with a teammate's girlfriend. What baffles me is that none of this information is new, nor is it even hidden. Millions of us watch incidents of this type every week, in grounds and on television. It doesn't require a PhD in lip reading to know that players swear, or indeed any lip reading skills at all when Wayne Rooney is bellowing filth into a live broadcast microphone. Speaking of which, an experiment involving football referees wearing live broadcast mics, as some referees do in rugby, was quickly abandoned due to the foul language on pitch, notably Arsenal's Tony Adams calling referee David Ellery an effing cheat. Nor are insulting gestures anything new. I remember watching Tony Warner, then keeping goal for Millwall, make the bad breath gesture to an entire stand of Birmingham City fans. Maybe we'd all forgotten to brush our teeth that day. Many more will recall Robbie Fowler's crude mime towards Graham Lasso, referencing rumours that Lasso was gay. Rumours, by the way, based entirely on the fact that Lasso chose to read The Guardian, a left-leaning broadsheet newspaper. Football? Childish? I do not dispute that grown men should know better than to trade such inane banter, although I would question whether footballers' insults are really so much worse than those famous and celebrated cricketing sledges, most of which touch on identical themes, weight, marital infidelity, etc., but with marginally less profanity. What really irritates me is the hypocrisy of a media which feeds off the frenzied and passionate nature of football, selling newspapers and satellite TV subscriptions on the drama of feuds and bust-ups, only to recoil in horror when such silliness is dissected in the cool and unforgiving sterility of a courtroom. Fans are equally guilty too, gleefully grasping the freedom to vent crudities we wouldn't dream of repeating in polite company. How many of us would like to hear our matchtime comments transcribed and analysed with legal rigour? People who cry shame at English football are the equivalent of schoolchildren who stand in a circle chanting, "Fight, fight, fight," then turn to the teacher and say, "Sir, I can't believe they are fighting." Terry's alleged crime was to spice his insults with racism. We all know that he did not say those things now. Even if he had, however, we should acknowledge that we all play a part in creating the atmosphere in which such banter turns sour and handbags morph into hate.